Bibles. Man, it's a good place to be in the house of God. Thank God for loving us the way He has. Hadn't He been good to us? Amen. Amen. Got your Bible? Let's open up to the book of Luke, chapter number 22. You find that place, let's stand together, Luke chapter 22. God would help us this morning. And I pray that God just stir in our souls and bring us to Himself. You're here and you're lost. Bible's real plain. You must be born again. Yeah. And thank God. Listen, I'll tell you, they start singing them songs. What helps it is, Brother Rodney, whenever you've been there. Man, they get to talking about being out on them stormy waters and you don't know where your help's going to come from. And then how to know where, Sheila, here comes the Lord of all glory. Man, I'm telling you, God gets to reminding you. And what He does is He reminds us of what He's done before. And when He reminds us what He's done before, I thank God we're reminded of what He can do now. Amen. I say thank God. Look with me, if you will, Luke chapter 22. And you pray real hard, Lord, help. Bible says in verse 39, you're treading on some of the most holy ground in all of your Bible. When you come to Luke chapter 22, Lord Jesus Christ in the garden, there in agony for my sins and for your sin. And the Bible said in verse 39, that and He came out and went as He was wont to the Mount of Olives, and His disciples also followed Him. And when He was at the place, He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. He was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and He knelt down and He prayed, saying, Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat was, if it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before You one more time. And the God that You know, that Lord Jesus, and the God You remember our frame, You know that I am but dust. And the God, I pray this morning, Lord, with all that I am, I desire to be used of You. And Lord, I know if anybody ever could get in Your way, and Lord, I could do it, Father God. And Lord, have many times attempted to. And but Father, I pray that, Lord, that You'd forgive us. And God, I pray that You'd help us this morning. Oh God, I'd ask You, Father, that You'd open and close our mouth. I pray, God, that You'd direct our thoughts. Help me not to say nothing dumb nor foolish, and nor out of the way, but only those things that would be Christ honoring and saint edifying. Father, I pray that, Lord Jesus, that You'd help us in this church this morning. I pray, God, that You'd save the sinner. I pray, Father God, that You'd encourage the saint and to help us all, and God, to be in that place where we magnify the Savior. Lord Jesus, I love You and I thank You. Ask You all these favors in Christ's name, and for His sake alone I do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice this week and come to this passage. I've been stirring on this for some time, I guess, and it's been maybe a month or two ago, and I preached on some things that Jesus was willing to do, and He was willing to cleanse sinners, and He was willing to comfort those that are struggling. And thank God, one day He's going to come after those that are the saints of God. I thank God that the Lord is a willing Savior, and you better thank God for it too. Amen. If He wasn't willing, we'd still be lost in our sins where we was at. I thank God. All I know is, my friend, I bless the Lamb of God that whenever I stood in need and I lifted up my hands to God, I'm glad there was a God in heaven that was willing to come down where I was at. He didn't owe me nothing, friend. I didn't have to do a thing for me. But thank God, I'm glad He was willing. I want you to notice, we come here, and then I got to study it on this, and the Holy Ghost got to deal in my heart. And not only are there some things He was willing to do, but there's also some things that He was not willing to do. And notice in this passage, He said, Father, if Thou be willing, remove that cup. That's verse number 42. He said, remove this cup from me. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but Thine
be done. Have some of the best words ever printed on paper. Amen. Have some of the best findings that you'll ever find. And when you come to them red pages, have them red words on them white pages, and the great Savior of all glory pins down right there Nathaniel, and he said, not my will but thine be done. And my friend, it's because of that prayer, thank God, that you and I can be washed in the blood of the Lamb, have hope beyond this world, and know that we can be born again, and because of what he said right here and what he is willing to do. I want you to notice a few things. I'm going to be preaching a little bit of everywhere, and you just stay with me. Turn back to Matthew chapter 4. And Matthew chapter 4, I'll give you 3, 4, 5 things this morning that the Holy Ghost put in my heart, and I'll try to do it the best that I can. I want to say this to you. And the first thing I find that he was not willing to do is he was not willing to give up to the desires of the devil. I say, thank God, Brother Scotty. Thank God. Hey, listen to me, friend. Thank God that he did not give up to the desires of the devil. If the devil would have had his way, his thing would have been cut off a long time ago. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus has said, let's say, cut it. And let me just help you right here, all right? Y'all understand that when this thing started off in the book of Genesis, Brother Potter, it started off, and thank God, in a perfect environment. And when they got in that perfect environment, standing there in the garden, a perfect relationship with God, and that sin entered the world, Brother Ty. And let me say this to you, and I want everybody to stay with me. And they had everything they needed right there, Brother Matt. I mean, everything they ever needed, that was right there in that garden and put in that special place. And not only did they reject God, go against God, and made the whole thing a wilderness, and death came pronounced upon all men, and then they was driven out of the garden. And now we fast forward to the gospel, and when you come to Matthew chapter 4, and the Lord Jesus does everything the opposite. And thank God Adam was in a garden, but Jesus was in a wilderness. And we find in this passage of scripture, and then when you come down, you start studying about their lives, and that Adam had everything, and the Lord Jesus Christ being a hungered, he had absolutely nothing. How could I tell you this, thank God, that whenever Adam disobeyed, and we find right here that the Lord Jesus Christ was obedient even unto death. And thank God, listen, and whenever Adam was driven out, the Holy Ghost drove him in, amen, and drove the Lord Jesus Christ in. And whenever Adam got done, death was pronounced upon all men. But thank God, when the Lord Jesus Christ got done, it was life eternal. I say, thank God, thank God, amen. I mean, there's sometimes that we find here how the devil shows up, and in four, let me get back there, how the devil shows up, and thank God, in 3 different times, he tries to tempt him. That's no coincidence, friend. And thank God that he does it 3 times. It's the lust of the flesh. That's the lust of the eyes. That's the pride of life. That's the same thing that Adam and Eve failed in the garden. And thank God, whenever they failed with a capital F, thank God he aced it, amen. And done so well on it, thank God, and he grafted us all in on his behalf. I mean, the devil shows up, and he could have gave over to the desires. But my friend, every time he refused what he said to do. Watch what the Bible says. Watch your Bible here. Let me give you a few things out of this. How the first time he shows up, verse number 3 says, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And I ain't never fasted for 40 days. Anybody in here ever fasted for 40 days? Hey, you're stand up right now, help some of us, amen. I mean, 40 days is a mighty long time. And thank God to not have nothing. And the Bible said, Brother Chase, that afterwards, after he was a hungered, and thank God the tempter showed up. He didn't wait when he was strong, but he came when he was in his weakest state. And thank God. And you know what? Listen, that's a side note, a commercial if you have it. But even in his weakest state, he is stronger than the enemy ever hoped to be. Amen. I mean, he showed up right there. And thank God, in his weakest state. And what he's trying to get him to do is, while he's in a wilderness and when he's weak, he's trying to get him to distrust the provisions of God. But I'm telling you, thank God. How God was faithful to heal. Hey, friend, thank God. Hey, look at me, neighbor. If God remembers the sparrows, and there's not one of them falls to the ground, and without him knowing it, you reckon he don't know what's going on in your life? And the last time I checked, he's got the very hairs of our head, and they're all numbered, amen. I mean, he's got my habitation set. He knows where my days are at. And thank God, I'm telling you, friend, in spite of everything the devil tried to get him to do, he would not distrust what God was doing, amen. Oh, listen, now it's easy. Look up here, friend. I've said this about 100 times in my prayer in the last 3 or 4 days. It's easy to trust God when the bank account's full, when the cupboards are full, and when your health is good, and when your family's running well. It's easy, thank God. I'm talking about to trust God. And when you go out there and your vehicle starts up, and you wake up and your arms move, and your eyes open, and everything's going well. But oh, listen, hey, some of them times come our way, and whenever it ain't that way, and whenever you get that phone call, and the news ain't what you wanted to hear, and thank God your body ain't working like it used to, and your home's in disrepair, and everything's falling apart the same. But I got good news. And the same God that's God, and when the cupboards are full, has the same one, and still God when they're empty, amen. And the same God, thank God, and that'll help you, friend. And when your health is strong, as the one that'll hold your hand, and when your health has failed, I'm telling you, he's the same, amen. Thank God for it. Thank God. Devil tried to get him to just give in there a little bit. I say, thank God. If it's me and you, you know what we'd have done. We'd have made them stone. We'd say, go ahead. We'd have let our flesh overcome us. I've been listening. He comes on to say, have the Lord start quoting him scripture. And that old tempter, that old rascal, he shows up and he said, oh, I didn't know we was a quoting scripture. I'm going to paraphrase right here. He said, I didn't know we was a quoting scripture. He said, since we're a quoting scripture, he said, let me just quote a little bit to you. And that's what he does next in chapter 4. I want you to watch what the Bible says. And listen to me. If you're going to zone out at some point in the service, don't let it be right now, all right? If you're going to nod off, don't let it be right now. I mean, I need you to perk up and listen real good at what the Lord says to us, all right? Now, here's what the Bible says in this passage. In verse number 6, it said, and he said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, cast thyself down. He said, for it is written, amen. And the devil likes to quote scripture too, amen. But now I want you to watch this. And this is what he said. He said, it is written. He said, he shall give the angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest it any time thou shalt dash and thy foot against a stone. And now I want you to listen to me. Here's the good thing about having the Bible is I can take Brother Coger what he quoted, and I can go find that place in the Bible, and I can see Brother Kim, and did he quote the Bible right? I'll tell you what the devil will do every time. He'll either leave something out that's real important, he'll add something to it that ain't got nothing to do with it, or more times than not, Kelsey, what he'll do is he'll take a scripture out of context and he'll try to mess you up with it. And, amen. That's preaching right there. Amen. That's real, thank God. I mean, listen, there's a many a folk that the devil's whipped in. How many a false religion had got started over a verse out of context that came out of hell. Amen. But I got a Bible, and I happen to know what he's trying to quote. That's Psalms chapter 91. Turn there with me. I want you to watch this. I love the King James Bible. Amen. I thank God for what I got in my head, and I want you to watch how he quotes it back here, and there's something about it. And now listen, the devil shows up and he starts quoting Psalms chapter 91. Here's what you find in your Bible. Whenever he goes down through there and he gets to quote it, the Bible begins in Psalm 91. Watch in verse number 11. He said, for he shall give thee and give his angels charge over thee. And boy, that's just what the devil said. More or less, he got that part right. Verse number 12, Bible said, they shall bear thee up in their hands. That's what he said too. He got that right. Lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Hey, look here. He got that right too. But there's a party left off at the end of verse number 11. Here cares what the devil said. Hey, listen, I want you to notice how convenient it is that what he left off was. That's how he would keep him in all his ways. Hey, it wasn't just when he's a fallen. It wasn't just if he cast himself off. No, see what he did. That was he tried to take away from how God was helping him. And not just when he was down, but God was keeping him the whole time. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, look up here at me. And it's a blessing to know that there's a God in heaven that's keeping you no matter what. And now here's, now listen, Bible don't say this. This is a Calvinism, but it makes me happy. Y'all know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew what he was going to say, right? I mean, he knew, look at me. He knew that passage. He's the Word incarnate. How the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. How Brother Matt, he knew what he was saying. He knew the chapter. He knew the verse. I'll tell you what I wish it said, Brother John. I'll tell you what I wish it said in my Bible. I wish it said, hey, devil, why don't you read on one more verse? How that devil, he liked that verse 11, and he liked that verse 12. But he wasn't about to read verse 13. I read what your verse 13 says. And that same passage of Scripture, he said in that verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion shall, and the dragon, thou shalt thou trample under feet. I guarantee you, thank God, he didn't want him to remember that verse, amen. He said, yeah, I know he'll keep me, but you need to know, thank God, I'm going to bruise your head, amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad that the Lord did not give in to the desires of the devil. Aren't you glad for that? And thank God that next, that last thing he gets down there, he's trying to get him to distrust the protection of God. And then that last thing, he's trying to get him to distrust the purpose of God. He said, listen, he takes him up on a pinnacle. He said, you can have all this if you'll just bow down to me. All you got to do is just bow down and I'll give it to you. Thank God. Listen, you know how foolish it is trying to give somebody something that's already theirs. Amen. Look up here at me. Amen. I mean, he's trying to give him something. Thank God that already belongs to him. He says the earth is his and the fullness thereof. He owns the cattle, and thank God, on a thousand hills. He owns the hills that are on, have the grass that are eating, have the air they're breathing, have the sun that's shining, have the water they're drinking. It all belongs to him. Amen. Oh, but listen, he got in that place and when he was weak and he got him to thinking, hey, listen, God's not going to do this. This is an easier path for your life. I'm afraid there's a many sitting in the house of God, and they're right when they're in the midst of a battle, they get to distrust it and the sovereignty of God. Let me say this to you, friend. And the plan of God for your life far exceeds anything you could ever ask or dream of. Amen. You just got to trust God. Amen. Say, listen, he didn't give up to the desires of the devil. You ever give up to the desires of the devil? I'll tell you what makes me happy about this passage. Son, listen to me. There's more times than I can count that I've give up whenever it comes to desires of the devil. I mean, listen, that song, somebody sings it, you know, they laid down and he's run all over them. However that song goes, y'all know what I'm talking about. And Brother Rodney, far too many times, and the devil show up and he'll say, man, he said, you lost right there to the lust of the eyes, and you lost right there to the lust of the flesh, and you lost right there to the pride of life. And you know what, Brother Bill, he's right. And he can go back at points and times in my life, and y'all know that old rascal, he's faithful to do it too, amen. He'll say, well, what about right here? And then he'll say, well, what about right here? Haven't you messed up right here? Hey, you messed up right here. But thank God, I'm telling you, because of what Christ done, Chase, I can say, yeah, I did, but he didn't, amen. You're right, I gave up. But let's not talk about me, thank God. Let's talk about the one who came, who done for us what we could not do for ourselves, amen. Aren't you glad for that? He was not willing to give up to the desires of the devil. Second thing I want you to see is this. He wasn't willing to give over to the desires of the people. Look with me in John chapter 6. Would you turn there with me? Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, the Lord's been stirring my heart. I'd rather be in the house of God than anywhere I can think about. Amen. And Brother Kevin, listen, I'll go to the house of God and I want y'all to look at me. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to shout and I'm going to smile whether I feel like it or not. Amen. He'll say, well, you had a bad week. Well, I'm going to shout her out anyway. I'm not going to let you or the devil know that I've had a bad week. Amen. That comes time to come to the house of God. I'm going to worship him. I thank God the best I can through the whole thing. I'm going to say this. He didn't give up to the desires of the devil. And he did not give over to the desires of the people. And watch what your Bible says in the book of John, wherever I told you to be. You be there. Amen. John chapter number 6. Watch what your Bible says there. Let me just read you a few places. And then I'll move on real quickly here. You just stay tuned. Amen. Bible said in John chapter number 6. And in this same passage of scripture, verse number 14. And notice the Bible says, after the Lord had already, made there and done fed them the 5,000. Verse 14 said, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, they said, this is of truth that a prophet, what's that word, should come into the world. And when verse 15 said, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he said he departed again into a mountain himself alone. I want to say this to you. If he is willing to give over to the desires of the people, he'd have went from a prophet and just straight to a king. And they said, that man's a prophet and we need to take him and make him a king. And you say, that sounds pretty good. Oh, listen, there's an office that he'd be skipping out on. Praise God, amen. He's an office. And Brother Kim, that he'd be skipping out on if they'd done that. If he went from prophet to king, I appreciate him being a prophet. And I thank God, Joe, he's my king. But amen, there's an office between there. And that I praise the Lamb that he holds. That's the great office of a priest, amen. I mean, I'm glad, thank God, that he's my priest. I got to thinking about this. If they'd have had their way, there'd been no priesthood. But you can read your Bible in Hebrews and chapter 7, verse 1 and verse number 3 and maybe verse 17 and verse 25. Over and over it says, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I mean, I've got a high priest, thank God. And we've been saying a lot in this church lately. He's both the offering and he's the offerer. He made sure nobody could mess it up. He came and done for us what we could not do for ourselves. And no matter what part we'd have had a hand on, we'd have messed the whole thing up. Amen. But the Lord came and done it for us. Ain't that good? Let me ask you this. Are you glad he's your priest this morning? Now listen, I thank God he's a prophet. But my mind goes back to a 7-year-old boy. And I'm reminded that the Bible said that there is one God, one mediator rather, between God and men. It's the man, Christ Jesus. I got to thinking about how many times, you ever come up? I mean, I'm talking about thank God being in the house of God. And all the weight of all hell on your shoulders. If you're here and you're born again, there's a time you was under conviction. And if you skip conviction, you ain't never been converted. Amen. And they go together, friend. That can't be any conversion unless there's first conviction. Amen. And we don't sign cards in this church. And we don't repeat prayers. Amen. And we wait for the working of the Holy Ghost of God. That gets on somebody's heart. That breaks their spirit. That shows them what they are. And thank God when man sees what they are, you ain't got to beg them to go to Christ, amen. And they understand. And thank God without him, ain't got no hope, amen. Oh, listen. I thank God that we've got a high priest to go to. And then I got to thinking about how many times over the years I've knelt in a closet, I've knelt on a bed, I bowed my head going down the road. How many times you've been sitting in that thing just to driving, and the sweet Holy Ghost, just you and God, gets in that place. How many times I've sat in the house of God and the Lord get a deal in my heart. And I know there ain't nothing in this old wood right here, but I'm going to tell you, friend, we've gotten away from this thing, amen. And the last time I checked in the Old Testament, his eyes were upon the altar. Ain't something special about having a place in the house of God. How to come bow your knee before God and present your needs before a thrice holy God and say, God, help me please. Amen. But if he'd give over the desires of the people, he wouldn't have never been our high priest. You go through all the scriptures. I mean, I'm talking about, thank God, he's the only one. Listen,
It wouldn't matter if I started with Braden and went to Kevin and Clark and Kim and Emmy and all the way back through there. Brother Jesse, the only person in this church that knows how any one of us feel in this moment or feels with anything we're dealing with is not the person next to you. It's that there's a God in heaven that the Bible says can be touched. Just wrap your mind around that. Just, I know we quote these verses so many times that they lose their effectiveness, Kaylee, but we're talking about a God in heaven that can be touched. Amen. You can't touch Trump. You can't touch Biden. You can't touch whoever our next president's going to be or not going to be. Amen. Thank God. I hope the Lord comes back. Amen. Between now and then. Now I'm going to tell you this, bless God, you can't touch none of them. Sometimes you can't even touch your spouse. Can't touch your family. Can't touch your father. Can't touch your friends. But I thank God there ain't never been a time, amen. Y'all leave me alone, thank God. Ain't never been a time I've come to the house of God and the Lord said, no, I ain't got no time to fool with you right now. Ain't never been a time I've been able to come up and bring him whatever burden I had. And God say, I don't know what that's like. Every single time he's been able to be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. Ain't that good? I mean, listen, every day. Every day. We left it up to the people. There wouldn't be no priest. I got to thinking about how many times if I'd have had my way. Look up here at me. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? How many times if you had your way, things would have looked okay for a little while, but they wouldn't have been near as good as God intended for them to be. Having a prophet and a king would have been good. Man, I thank God for my priest. Amen. I'm glad he's a good priest. Let me finish up right here. Look with me to Luke chapter 22 where I started. I thank God he didn't give in to the desires of the devil. I thank God he didn't give over to the desires of the people. And thank God, I want to say this lastly. I bless the Lamb of God. He was not willing to give in to the desires of his flesh. Oh, listen. How many times, I may not even get to preaching right there, but listen to me. How many times have you let that flesh override the spirit in your Christian walk? I mean, even this morning, even as we gather in the house of God this morning, there's that spirit on the inside, Nathaniel, and it says, I want to. I want to. I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. I'm feeling like the Lord's helping me right here. You just pray for me, all right? And I'll tell you what I found time and time again in the house of God. How many folks won't help? They'll stand right there in that place. They something on the inside said, man, I'd like to have that. Man, I'd like to have that. Man, I'd like to have that peace Josh taught about in Sunday school. I'd like to have that revival in the inside of my soul. I'd like to be born again by the grace of an almighty God. How about, boy, that flesh lusts against the spirit, preacher, and the spirit lusts against the flesh, and there's a desire on the inside to do right. How about we got to deal with that flesh? And that flesh keeps getting in my way, amen. Look at me, friend. My problem is not you, amen. My problem ain't the church down the road. It's not the people at Walmart. Thank God the problem that I've got is this flesh right here, amen. It's those desires. And to thank God if you'll ever serve God, you'll have to not be willing to give in to the flesh, amen. You know how many folks have gotten messed up all throughout their life because they keep giving in to the flesh. You say, not me, preacher. Well, now look here. Look up here at me. Hoss, amen. Young man, young lady, look up here. I'll tell you what I can show you for sure. The flesh brought down the closest man to God out of God's own mouth. He said David was a man after God's own heart, and the flesh messed him up. The flesh brought down the wisest man that's ever lived. He had a problem with his flesh. Oh, Solomon did. Hey, the flesh brought down the bravest disciple in the Bible. Are y'all listening to me? And the truth of the matter is, that old flesh keeps hindering me and you time and time and time again. Listen, here's my heart. I'm going to be done preaching. I want y'all to listen to me real good. By and large, now there may be one or two here this morning, but I think that the number I ring would be very small at the people who really just don't want to be here. Now, there may be some folks here this morning that they just really don't want to be. They got drug in. Amen. We know, I'm not ignorant. Y'all ain't ignorant either. But by and large, Brother Joshua, the most of the people sitting in here this morning are not in that shape. They're here. Now, they may not be where they need to be with the Lord. They may not even be saved. They may not be right. They may not be close. But they're here because there's something down here. Donnie, there's something on the inside of their soul that they want desperately more than what the world's got to offer. And they come in and they're having to deal with their flesh even now. The devil deals in their mind and reminds them of things all the way up through there. But thank God I got to thinking about that. I'm glad for Luke 22. Look here, neighbor. You don't think the Lord wanted to give in to his flesh right there? He's praying and he's in such an agony, Brother Nathaniel. I can't hardly even. I'm going to be honest with you, Chase. If there's a passage I don't like to preach on, it's this one right here, because it hurts my heart so much every time I get to thinking about what the Lord Jesus Christ had to endure before he went all the way up to the cross. But I've got good news for you, friend. Whenever he grabbed a hold and reached out and grabbed a hold of that cup, everything that was on the inside of that was ever wickedness that any man had ever done. He died for the people that had abortions. He died for the people that committed murder. He died for the molesters. He died for the rapists. He died for the good young men and the good young ladies that sat in the church of God. When he grabbed that cup and he drank it, you better believe he didn't want to do it in his flesh. But the Bible said in Romans 8:3, what the law could not do, that it was weak in the flesh, God sending forth his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. You and I can stand here this morning. You don't think, look at me. Here's the things that blows my mind, Josh, that I have to think about all the time. Holly, he could have chosen another way. There was nobody that made him do what he did. Before the foundation of the world, Jesse, it said he was the lamb that was slain. Him and God could have got together and they could have decided a different way to do it. Amen. That's right, ain't it, Kyle? He's God, do whatever he wanted to do. So why did he do it the way he did it? Well, I would say probably something had to do like this. On January the 28th, 2024, there's not a person sitting in this church house that can say the Lord Jesus Christ does not love me. Because he came down the way he came down. He endured what he endured. He took the sin that belonged to you, the punishment that belonged to you, the hell that belonged to you, and he went up on the cross of Calvary and he took it all, that you and I could be sitting where we're sitting, redeemed by the grace of God. I'm telling you, I may wonder if a lot of folks love me, but I ain't never had to wonder if the Lord does. I thank God he didn't give up. Listen, I'll tell you this, he could have fought. Says he could have. He just stepped over him. One of my favorite passages in all the Bible. Lord steps over top of them and he says, whom seek ye? Jesus said, I am he. They fall backwards. He stands over top of them and he said, whom seek ye? Oh, friend, he could have been done with that thing. He could have, according to Matthew, could have called and more than 12 legions of angels come rushing to his aid. But this morning, there were some things the Lord wasn't willing to give up to. He wasn't willing to give in to, and he wasn't willing to give over to. And I thank God where we're standing at right now. I don't know what's between you and the Lord. But my friend, there's a Savior in heaven that succeeded everywhere you fell. Can I just mind the Lord for a minute? I feel like some folks have done turned me off. I'm gonna mind the Lord anyway. I want y'all to listen to me. I want all my Sunday school teachers stand up. All of them, stand up. Whoever you are, stand up, stand up, stand up. All my Sunday school teachers. There's times you feel like giving in, don't you, brother?
Times you feel like giving up, don't you, brother? Amanda, times you feel like giving up. Scotty, Allison, amen, Amanda, Callie. They stand back there, and you walk out of them Sunday school classes, and you think, I don't know if any of this is doing any good. I don't know. And that flesh gets up there. Boy, if you ain't careful, that flesh will start to take over that spirit. But I want to tell you this. Here I stand, 43 years old. I can go back to right there. How many of y'all know what that is? How many look up here at me? How many of y'all know what that is? How many of y'all know what that is? Somebody help me, amen. How many of y'all know what that is? Wise man built his house upon the rock. Wise man built his house upon a. Wise man built his house upon a. And the rains came tumbling down. Well, the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you when that got put in me.
Amen.
That got put in me as a 4-year-old boy. And it ain't never got out of me.
Amen.
Y'all listen to me. Amanda, listen. Hey, it's time, thank God, Josh, that these things, we come in here and you see this motion right here and you see that motion right there and you get to thinking, is this working? Is this getting to? But I'm telling you, thank God, there's been more than one occasion that somebody's been standing up teaching the Word of God and it's been very timely in that moment, amen. Y'all can sit down. All my preachers, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Scotty, you stand up twice. Stand up on that. Time and time again, go into dry places and you preach your lungs out. Brother Wayne, you study. Pray and you try to get a hold of God. You think, Lord, I don't know if this is doing any good or not. And you walk out of here and that flesh shows up. Y'all listen to me. But I'm telling you, whether the Spirit's high, whether the Spirit's low, Jesse, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. Don't you give up, Scotty. Don't you give up. Preacher Savage, please, God in heaven, don't you give up. Listen, I know Brother Savage may not be very tall, but I'm telling you, you're standing next to a giant of a man right here.
Amen.
Amen. And if this tree right here were to fall, it's untelling how many little trees behind that thing be crippled up. I'm telling you, thank God, I know there's times the flesh says, hey, you ain't getting a hold of God, it ain't doing no good. But thank God, keep preaching, amen. Sit down. Sit down. All the rest of you, stand up. Stand up. Mommies and daddies. Amen, amen, amen. Mommies and daddies coming in the house of God, praying for your marriage, praying for your kids, praying for your needs. You say it don't look like nothing's a changing. Don't look like nothing's much a happening. That flesh shows up and it starts saying, what's the use? What's the purpose? What's the point? We might as well just give up. Thank God, I'm glad the one thing we find the Lord wasn't willing to do, amen, wasn't willing to give up. And so you keep on praying. Hey, listen, what would have happened, Josh, if you and Kelsey had got discouraged? Hey, what would have happened, Kelsey, if y'all had got discouraged and y'all would have quit just about 3 weeks ago, amen? Oh, boy, that would have been a real bad deal, wouldn't it, amen? I mean, what would have happened? Thank God some of these got born again by the grace of God. If we'd have quit a month too soon or, hey, listen, or a day too soon, I don't know what the need is. But I'm telling you, keep pressing on, amen. God will be faithful, amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let the devil take your shout and your joy away. It's not time to give up. He didn't give up to the devil. He didn't give up to other people. You know how I'm trying to hush. Y'all just bear with me. Listen, y'all come. I want y'all to listen to me. He didn't give up to other people, Mom. Didn't let other people and what they was doing influence who he was and what he was going to do.
Thank God you can go through this life. You can die and go to hell because you're going to be focused on what somebody else is doing. You can go through this life and you can not have no joy because you're Peter trying to figure out what John's doing. But I'm telling you, thank God there's joy in this thing when we get to the place where we're not worried about what somebody else is doing. We don't give up to the desires of the others, and we don't give up to the desires of the devil. And then thank God what a great day it is in your life when you get victory over your flesh. Amen. Thank God. Come, Donnie, play something. I don't know you need this one. I'm asking you honestly. Honestly, this person out here is trying to give in and give up and give over. I'll tell you what you ought to do. You'll just come let the Lord help you this morning. Yep. Let the Lord help you, would you? Let the Lord help you. We play some song. Listen up. Look up here, friend. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Look up here. I want you to listen and hear me today. For one time, don't let this outer man get victory over this inner man. That thing on the inside of you that's saying, boy, you ought to go, you ought to go. Won't you just come and let God help you? If you're here and you're lost, won't you just come and call out on God? Get birthed in the family of God. Oh, listen, I know sometimes we get weak, we get hungered. Man, what a happy day it is. Get in the house of God and get some help. Amen, please. We sing some song, whatever it's going to be.